青山原是我身边伴，伴着白云在我前，碧海是我的心中浪，与我风里度童年。
窃听系列一向在刻画人性上格外着力，这次三位主要演员的出色表演也成功地将许多观众和影评人的思路引向了关于人性阴暗面的讨论。但在我看来，类似的道德层面的讨论，任何时代都有故事可以讲，都可以拍成电影，而且万变不离其宗，无非是讨论的深浅有一些差异而已。因为人性在短期内是不可能发生根本性的转变，而《窃听风云三》最有价值的地方在于，它捕捉到了在城镇化趋势冲击下的以宗族制度为核心的传统农村价值观的变迁。
风中迎共你痴痴爱在，未让暴云坏落言，即使那海枯青山寒，与你的约誓也不变迁。
影片中古天乐扮演的罗永舅，叶璇扮演的陆永瑜和黄磊扮演的万先生，要么是外星人，姓名的姓啊，不是星球的星，要么是要嫁出去的女儿，要么干脆就是外地人。根据传统的宗族制度，他们可以归成一类人，那就是外人。外人是无法从陈旧的丁屋政策里享受到任何的好处，所以他们有动力去改变这个政策，而他们行动的本质是挑战传统制度，他们要借助的力量是外来的地产大亨的商业资本。故事发生的地方是很有农村特色的新界，这跟香港这个国际化大都市形成巨大的反差，使得这部电影既具有独特的地域性，又可以拿来类比这些年迅速城镇化的中国各县城市。很多内地农民在土地被征收以后来到城市生活，顺理成章的就改变了原先的生活方式。窃听风云三虽然只关注其中的阴暗面，但它毕竟是记录了这个时代的变迁，可以说是三部曲里最接大陆地气的一部作品。在反映地域特色的同时兼顾了时局，这是我个人认为这部电影最值得欣赏的地方。
政府定下来，从明年开始停止申请建丁屋。
那我们这次做的就是几百年的大事了。
Wiretapping has always been just a hook in Sui Fai Mok and Felix Chuang's Overhead series. The third and latest instrument presents the most advanced techniques of secret espionage, but the gadget mongering never overshadows the moral discourse in a Hong Kong specific context.
The 丁屋条例应该退出历史舞台。
十几万个丁权能建十几万套豪宅。
The story is set in modern time New Territories, Hong Kong, where the largely agrarian peninsula is targeted by powerful real estate tycoons, much like the rest of contemporary China. The influx of capitals wakes up insatiable desires in the local residents and threatens to obliterate traditional family-centered values. Ching Wan Lo, Daniel Wu, Louis Kuo each represent a different character being caught in the game of eavesdropping.
你的反窃听器和电话都被动过手脚。
The key word that introduces the story is small house policy, whereby each indigenous male villager no younger than 18 is entitled to build a small house during his lifetime.To start their business in the new territories, property developers invest generously to purchase the entitlement from the villagers. Their local delegates, having realized the huge profits there, seek to bypass their savvy partner and start their own business. In this process, the conflicts between different interest groups become a microscope which puts human greed at the focal point.
一股都没有，我们几个兄弟也没有。
天哪，是不是要翻脸？
Movies about the dark side of humanity are made throughout the history of motion pictures. What makes this one special is its distinctive Hong Kong characteristic. As a story set in the modern international metropolis, most of its characters are villagers. This creates a huge contrast and allows viewers an alternative perspective at the trends of property development that have been fueling the national economy for the past few years.
你也知道我们乡下人不好惹。
Everything under control.
The story is a bit challenging to understand due to its complexity and the sheer number of characters involved. But the script is apparently written with devotion. Many funny scenes that put a brake on the intensive storytelling turn out to be important precursors for later development. That's kind of a lost art in Chinese filmmaking. The Overhead series have always been dominated by male characters. Mainland actress Zhou Xun has not been given the opportunity to shine, but she does better than the other female actress Michelle Yeoh. That's a further proof that Hong Kong filmmakers should start scouting for new female talents before viewers get used to seeing mainland faces.